Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy with Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
And welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. And I am Storm, one of your hosts, and with me I have the fellow host, Lady Zoo in the building.
Yes. Ew. Ray Queen is in the building.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing well. Now that I can hear.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So that's Miss Mobetta. All right. So, ladies, we do have a very hot show for tonight. Something different. But we're definitely always ready and up for, you know, different challenges and different topics and stuff. So we'll start with a quick recap of, you know, the usual, like we usually do. How you ladies been? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm great.
Right.
I'm great.
Excellent. I'm doing okay. It's your girl Storm.
Good.
I'm doing okay. It was a stressful day, stressful couple days, but I'm here. Definitely ready. Ready, you know, to do what we do, one of the things that we do best. So tonight, we do have a couple things lined up. We do have some Diva mail, as well as a hot topic tonight. My cousin put a topic up on social media today, and I must say, it definitely got some answers, you know. So I said to him, I said, you know what? Call tonight on the show, and we're going to get some other opinions as well, you know. So I told him, you know, you have to call other opinions, and, you know, just to see, you know, we're not licensed to do this, you know, it is definitely an adult show tonight. I don't know which way it's going to go, but we're definitely, you know, an adult speaking in a topic tonight. So you must call 563-999-3577. You must press that one button to be able to go on the air and give your feedback to the topic. So what we'll do is we'll just talk real quick. Rayson, you got Diva mail, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so we'll open it up with Diva mail, and then we'll give the topic. We'll talk a few minutes, and then once the callers start calling in, we'll start bringing them on the air. All right, Ray is on.
Alrighty then. Yes. Alrighty. I'm in a few social groups, and a female posted this and needed some advice. So here we go. Hey, dear divas. I need your input. I met my boyfriend online in November 2020. We lived 5 hours apart, and we used to see each other monthly, you know, on a monthly basis. So in March 2021, he asked me to be exclusive, and we moved in together in May. Okay, so before me, he did date other women, and told me that he was really feeling this one girl, and she decided to that she wasn't feeling him, and she broke up with him. Fast forward to now, we are living together, and he posted on Facebook and tagged me, and since then, it seems like she noticed that now that he's with someone exclusively, she wants him back. She's been trying to send him messages inbox and trying to get back with him. I had him message her back in front of me, and she still continues to message him. Hi, hello, mi amor, hello, my love. Now, I asked him to block her, but he wouldn't block. He hasn't blocked her. He said he would, but he has not blocked her yet. Do you think this poses a future problem with us? Please advise.
All right, so... And I had a senior moment because I did go to a caller.
Uh-huh.
So just say a little bit of it again.
Okay. New relationship.
What
new
was
relationship.
The, what was, yeah.
They lived together. They lived together. Prior to him and her being exclusively in a relationship and moving in together, he was dating other people. Okay, but he cut it off with all of them. This one girl in particular cut it off. She cut it off with him because he was going to ask to be, exclusively in a relationship with her. Anyway, fast forward to now. He and the girlfriend live together, and he posted something on Facebook and tagged a new girlfriend that he lived with. The old girlfriend now all of a sudden wants him back and has been messaging him. New girlfriend asked him to block her, and he has not yet blocked her, and they keep messaging each other, inboxing each other. New girlfriend wants advice as to what we could do to help. Any advice for the future?
And he will not block her.
He will not. He has not. He didn't say whether he would or whether he wouldn't, but she asked him to block her, and he has not blocked her. She asked him to message this girl in front of her so that, you know, he could tell her, look, I'm in a relationship with such and such now, and we live together. He did that, but still, him and the other girl are messaging each other, inboxing each other.
Well, you know, some people like that type of challenge. You understand what I'm saying? Now, my question for B is, he still entertaining her in any way, shape, form, or fashion? You understand? Even if it's innocent, even if he doesn't have that any intentions on being with her or anything, but even if he, like, she says hello to him and he says hello back or whatever, that's giving her enough ammunition to keep hitting him up. If he don't, he need to block her or either cancel his social media altogether.
She messages him, hello, my love, hello, Mia Moore.
No, that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
all right. Yeah, damn. So that's the diva mail that we have. The topic we have, I'm going to read it exactly the way that he posted it, okay? It says, ladies, if you have a good man at home and you cannot please him and he cheats on you, that's your problem. Real talk. So, I'm going to say it again. It says, yes, it's ladies, if you have a good man at home and you cannot please him and he cheats on you, I guess, and he cheats on you because you can't please him, that's your problem. Real talk. That was his statement that he put online today. So, I want to bring on the first caller real quick. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, divas.
Hey. Welcome. Can you guys hear her okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's an excellent topic.
Yes. So what's your feedback? What do you think?
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing, because I just had a conversation about that with my husband about 2 weeks ago, and it was all about, honestly, it boils down to communication. If you're not communicating with each other, and I asked my husband for the first time after 9 years of marriage, what's your love language? Because I didn't know. We never talked about it. So he told me what his love language is, and I told him what mine is. So now I know. Now we know. And believe it or not, 2 weeks' time, I see my relationship changing after just a two-week period, because I know what his love language is. I know what he wants, and he knows what I want. But if you don't have that conversation, and I guarantee you there are so many couples, so many relationships, they don't know what their mate's love language is. And a love language doesn't necessarily have to be sex. It can be adoration. It can be comfort. It can be encouragement. It can be anything. But if we don't know, we won't be able to please that person.
All right. So hold on 1 second. Yeah. That was good feedback. That was good feedback.
Yeah.
We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to Love Fantasy for Diva Squad. Can I have your name, please? You're on the air.
Mute your background. Mute your background, caller. Mute your radio in the background.
All right, hold on.
Caller?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Or was that you, Storm? Anyway, are we still on the air? Can we be heard?
Hold on.
Dons and Divas? Oh.
Okay. So yes, we can hear you. I went to the caller. Everybody, welcome Manziel. Manziel, welcome to the Diva Squad. This is Manziel's topic, ladies and gentlemen. So
hey,
Manziel,
hi,
welcome.
How's it going, everybody? Thank
all
you.
All right.
All right.
Welcome.
So we want you to pretty much tell us about that topic.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really put my business out there. My thing is, the only thing, reason why I did it, because I'm in a situation right now that I'm different. What I mean by that, I'm not like all these other men out here. I want love, and I'm willing to give love and do whatever I have to receive it. My thing is, when it comes to relationships, some women, they say there's no good men out here, and vice versa. My thing is, I'm faithful and loyal, but I feel as though at times I'm loyal to the wrong people. I walk around my heart on my sleeve. I just want the same thing back. I love sex. I want my partner to be on top of me like I am on her, things like that. I'm not a cheater. I didn't mean to put that out there. I was just feeling the pressure at the time. That's all I'm saying. We all grown-ups, adults nowadays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to talk about the situation. I try to talk to my partner about it a couple of times, and it's like, all right, I'm saying something that's going one ear and out the other. So after a while, you get aggravated about saying the same thing over and over again. So my thing is, if it ever comes to that, me cheating, I will leave you before I cheat on you.
There you go.
All right, I hear that. All right, ladies. And, of course, I'm saying ladies because ladies is what we have on the air right now. Some, you know, males should definitely call in and give their feedback on the topic. But ladies, whoever wants to go first, what's your feedback on what Manziel just said?
Well, I agree with, I can relate and empathize and sympathize with what he's saying. I know if you're... Listen, I'm speaking from experience. I'm going to take it there. This is Ray Queen, and I'm 40-plus years old, and we need to have excellent communication. Like, the games are over. The game at this, you know, age, no game plan, no miscommunication. I'm sorry. We're going to have open communication from the beginning of the relationship. We're going to touch all bases. We're going to have that trust. We're going to have that bond. We're going to have that. I'm that type of person that I am a ride or die. You hear me? So, if there's some lacking in the relationship, I'm definitely going to. I'm not going to hold it in. I want to talk about it. And I don't want to go to sleep upset because I don't want to wake up in the morning upset. Let's talk about
it. Right. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Yes. Let me jump in real quick. You know I'm on.
Okay.
I agree with everything that, what's his name, Manziel was saying. And the unfortunate part of that is people don't come with warning signs and labels on their forehead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes them getting, you know, being around a person to really find out who they are, to understand what I'm saying. Now, when your mouth can say anything, but when a person actually shows you who they are and what they really are about, take them run with you.
Yes, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Yeah, just them run. As much, a lot of times, what we want is not what we need, and we get the two confused. Then you're stuck in the situation because now you set yourself up a certain way. Like now, you become a victim of circumstance. Like under the circumstances, I can't because. You understand? So, you know, it's unfortunate because I'm a person like you. When you wear your heart on the sleeve, it's hard to change that. It's hard to change that for anything, and which you really shouldn't have to. You understand? Relationships and stuff is about compromise, you know, and communication, you know, to the point where you're not surrendering, where you can actually, like you said, be adults about the situation and let's handle this thing. And you also have to know you. Make sure you know yourself before any of that.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. Who's Janine, that? What you thinking?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask you, Landell, you know, I don't know if you heard prior to you coming on, I was talking about knowing your mate's love language, you know, the each of you knowing your love language. And I wanted to know, you know, do you know her love language?
Tell the truth, I'm not going to say I do. I'm just, we just a month in. So I'm willing to learn her and still trying to learn to this day. That's why I asked her, mm-hmm. what do she like, the things she like, and what she don't like. I'm open to all that. But my thing is I want her to be open to what I like as well.
Right.
So with
saying that, I think that's an important question to ask. I don't think people have really addressed that to really find out, because some people may have never said what their love language is. I know when I had the conversation with my husband, my love language is for me to feel important, for him
to make
me feel important. And it's not necessarily with sex or
with
anything.
With sex or I get it.
And so when he makes me feel important, that makes me more attracted to him I am turned on by him, you know. So in marriage and in relationships, what we have to keep in mind is that it's all about service. We're there, and I know people don't believe that, but we're there to serve each other. And by us serving each other, that's how we grow, and that's how we build our bond and our love for each other. So after I had that conversation with my husband and he began to make me feel like that, you got to believe it turned me on. I'm like, wow,
nice.
He heard me. He's making me feel important. Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
be honest with you. That's a blessing right there, because not too many men willing to listen.
Not too many
men willing to listen. They'll think, okay, you're saying something, you're trying to beat them down. No, it's not about beating them down. It's about listening and learning to your partner. What's her dislike and what does she like? That's all.
Right.
That's all it comes down to. And that's us human beings, that's grown up, some of us won't take the time out for that.
Right.
Well, not at all.
That's where that pillow talk is very important, you know? That's that time where you're in your most solemn state where you can hear and you're willing to talk and listen. You know, that's a lot of communication is had with pillow talk.
Now I just want to jump in real quick. Now, Janine, not to put you on the spot, but the beginning part of the statement you made is, how long have you been married?
9 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
that's a blessing.
So in 9 years. Right, the reason I asked that question is, not the marriage part of it, but she said they just had that conversation, so it wasn't like they just met 6 months ago, you know, and they had the conversation. Like, they've been married, they've been moving, they've been grinding, you know, they've been building together, and this is a conversation that they recently had. So I say that to say, you may be new to a relationship, right, and you're getting to know them. There really isn't a time frame, unless you put that time frame on it, on how long you want that person to be able to meet you there or build with you so both people understand, this is what I like, this is what you like, you know, let's do this together. That's why I asked that question, because it wasn't like it was something for like 6 months, you know, like she's been, you know, married. Miss No Better, even your relationship, Ray Queen, your relationship, you know, like the different things that we experience in our relationships, it doesn't happen overnight, you know, because I believe first when you have that conversation, it's for some women, I feel like it's like, you are not telling me, you know, like you're not going to tell me how to do this or how to do that. You know, sometimes as women, we get so defensive where we don't want you to tell us nothing, you know, where this is one of those times where you have to listen to what your mate is saying. And that's important, you know, that communication.
It goes both ways. It's both ways.
Right.
Oh,
and a lot of people,
both ways.
You know, a lot of people, you know, were saying a lot of different things, you know, on social media. And that's why I said, you know what? Call the show tonight. Let's get you on the show and let's see.
For me to call, because my thing is, I don't mean to cut you off. My thing is, I don't really put my business out there, and I don't want everybody to think I'm a cheater. That's not me. I was raised in a good family.
Right.
I am a good man. I just want the same thing back. That's all. I'm 42 years old. I want to get married eventually. Never been married. That's what I'm looking for in life, to find my best friend, my queen, my partner. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Beautiful.
And like I said, it seemed like I'm going to be honest with you. Me as a man, I'm not just saying it, just be saying it. I don't like sleeping with multiple women. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do that. For some reason, I wasn't. I did what I did, young, whatever case may be. Yeah, my brothers and all that. But no, me being who I am now, no, I know what I want, and I always know what I want. But it's hard finding that partner who's going to be on the same page. Trust and believe, it's not all about sex. I want you to. Go ahead.
With that being said, Mansell, I'm glad you brought that up. Because now, when you were asking Janine the question, what happens is a lot of times we don't know ourselves, and this is just why I always stress that point. You have to know yourself. There are certain things about me that I didn't learn until I became 40 something years old. You understand what I'm saying? And it took somebody else to really point that out to me, or hearing somebody else's story. Like, you know what? I've been having that issue. That's been a problem of mine that has never been addressed. So what happens is you're still missing something. So while you're trying to figure it out, while you're trying to figure out with a relationship, you're still trying to find you in certain instances. Not saying that happens all the time, but sometimes it's – and I also stress, too, about people not having the proper definition of things. You have to – I guess with love language, like speaking of love language, people love differently. Different things that they love. You understand? So all of that stuff plays a part when it comes to communicating or miscommunicating. All of that stuff plays a part. But I always stress, and I will always stress, you have to know you, because there's something different that can happen about you on a daily basis. On a daily basis, it could be something that you've discovered about yourself. You know, so you know, nothing's 100%, and that's what everybody needs to get. There's nothing ever 100%. You know, so even with all the standards that you set yourself, you might set yourself 10 standards and only receive 8. So you have to be willing to accept that. You understand?
Yes, you're right.
So.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring on another caller real quick. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, caller?
Okay.
Welcome.
I'm looking at this topic on Facebook, right? Now, how I see it here is, if you have a good man, he's not going to cheat, first of all.
You're right.
A good man don't cheat. You understand? I don't care what you, and sex is not the most important thing in a relationship.
You're right. It's not.
We're going to get mad about it. We're going to feel like, okay, yeah, well, you know, listen, I want it. But sometimes when you experience and you go through relationship and you go through other things, sex don't be that important no more, because you got that communication that you got to worry about. You got that loyalty you got to worry about. So as far as the sex thing and cheating, nah, that's more like a guilty conscience. It's not I love you, you know, because you're a good man. If you're a good man, you're not gonna worry about cheating. You wanna probably find other ways to get her involved in it, you understand? Maybe it's like, okay, all right, well, you know, excuse my profanity. I'm eating you out, so you gotta do me. No. You doing that to a person because you choose to do that.
True that. You're right.
He's not making you do that. So because you did it, that means he got to do it, or she did it, that means he got to do it. No, you're choosing to do that. You don't have to start a sexual thing like that. Foreplay ain't always about that. You can just kiss and start foreplay.
True.
You understand? So as far as like, you know, a good man cheating? No, because good men don't cheat. And I know, because I'm a damn good man. And I don't cheat. So that right there, yeah. I wouldn't be put up there. You know, that's my theory, you know. That's what I have to say about that, because keep it real, good men don't cheat, man. No matter
right.
what you say or how you put it down.
I agree.
You know?
You're right.
If you got a good woman, let's put it on the other foot. If you got a good woman and she tells you, all right, well, I'm doing all this, so, and you're not doing nothing right, I'm going to go on the cheat. Sometimes you got to put the shoe on the other foot and think about it.
You're right.
Yeah, so.
You're right.
So the caller, so Mandel, so just to clarify real quick, though, Mandel did say that, you know, he didn't really mean to put up there about the cheat part, you know, because he's a good man and he's not cheating and he's not looking to cheat. He's just looking for her to be able to please him, you know, on different levels, you know, and which,
right.
you know, which makes, you know, and which makes sense, you know. I would definitely say the first thing would be communication, you know. I would say communication would be the first thing, because you want to communicate with that person, and you want to communicate to the extent of what you like on a sexual level, let's just say. You want to have that conversation before you guys even go any further, because a lot of people get involved with people because they fall in love, or, you know, it's something for convenience. And that's a conversation. If sex is very important to you, you know, you want to make sure that you address that in advance. You want to find someone that's first sexually compatible to you. If it's
yes,
very
you're
important
right.
to
you're right.
you. You know,
not only about sex, you can be compatible about other things as well, but
right.
I'm saying, as a man, don't get me wrong, I love sex.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
can I ask you something? You don't want to, okay, so the person that's on is the one that did the comment, right? So,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
you just said, he said he didn't mean to put cheat up there. Okay, can I ask you a question, young man? If you
yes.
didn't mean to put cheat up, that's like somebody saying something to you. And be like, oh, you fucking bastard. And they say, oh, damn, I didn't mean to say that. But it's still going to be on your mind because it was said.
True.
So by you saying that, you probably didn't want to say it. That's what you probably didn't want to say it. But to me, I think you meant to say it. And it's something you didn't want to say.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
You know what it is? That statement.
You know? I'm just keeping it real with you.
Nah, you're right. You're right.
Now listen.
And it was needed.
Now
it was needed.
What it is, because it's a possibility that, see, what's happening is he's putting everything that he has on the table. And
always. Always.
Not receiving any. Listen, I've been there. You're preaching to the choir right now. I've actually been there. So I know what that is. When you give it everything that you have and not give it back. Let me tell you something. You have all different types of people in the world. The person that you possibly are talking about, allegedly are talking about, could be very selfish. It doesn't matter who they are. It could be your family member, whatever the situation is. They could be just selfish. And communicating is one thing. Understanding is something totally different. They have to be able to receive what you're giving. Some people don't know how to do that. Some people
you're
don't
right about
know
that.
How to love like you love. Some people, some things take some teaching without taking from their adulthood or whatever their case is. So she may not be able to receive what you have to offer.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mean to cut you off. Her thing is,
go ahead.
Whatever. I'm not trying to kick her back in nothing like that. Before me, she was married. So her relationships before me, they used to beat on her, things like that. I'm not that man. Just like I told her, I'm not here to hurt you or harm you whatsoever. If anything, I'm here to treat you like the queen that you are. That's all. I want to be treated like the king that I am at the end of the day. But like I said, it comes with things. This is her first time really being with a black man. Don't get me wrong. That's another thing, too. So I'm like, look, I'm a different
a
type of guy
man,
that you...
A black yes. man? Hold on.
Is she black?
Okay, can I just say something? Because I got to go real fast. Can I just say something? Because I'm good ready to take care of something. But let me ask you something. Do you feel you have a good woman?
Tell the truth, yes, I do. I do. And the reason why I said that, because everybody else I was dealing with, they basically tell you what you want to hear. She stepped up and did what she had to do. She stepped up and really did what she had to do. And I appreciate her. I appreciate her for that and cherish her and love her for that.
Okay, so you have a good woman, right? Is it worth cheating on her?
No, it's not. That's why I told her if it ever came to that, down to that, I will leave you. I will leave you before I cheat on you, because that's not me. I will feel bad as a man cheating on her, knowing that she is a good woman, to be honest with you.
So
that's why I told her, look, if anything, I will straight leave you.
Okay, so if you have oral sex with her, and you keep having oral sex with her, and she don't do it back, how you handle that?
Don't get me wrong, I'm saying, like I said,
so
we grown up here. I would have an attitude about it.
She knows she
got to
do what she
got to
do. She better do what she got to do.
Okay, so you would have an attitude about it, but
of course,
would you go out and do something?
No. I would have an attitude, yes, and try to talk to her about it again. And if not, then
what if she just tells you that's something she don't do?
Well. She's a good woman that would have to work on something. Yes. Because
you can't do that. You can't force somebody to do something that they don't like.
I'm not forcing her.
I heard somebody in the background say something. She just got to learn how to do it.
No, that's true. She do have to learn. That's like,
no,
for
she
instance.
Don't. No, she
why
don't.
Why don't she?
As me being
we have to learn how.
She don't.
We have to learn how to please our partner, right?
Real quick. Because we want to make sure that everybody can hear what everybody is saying. Clarification purposes, this is Storm speaking. I was the voice that was, Mandel didn't say that she had the, initially. I said it's something that she's going to have to learn to do. I'm sorry. It's just my opinion about it, because I personally believe that if you're in a relationship with someone, and let's just say we're talking about sex at this point. We're not talking about nothing else. We're just talking about straight sex. When it comes down to sex, if you let the person know, hey, this is something that I like, and if you're going to be with me, then you know this is what I like. It's not because I'm doing it to you, but this is what I like. So if it's what I like and you choose to still be in a relationship with me, then that's something that we're going to have to work on. Just saying, devil's advocate, you're going to have to learn how to please me on a sexual level.
I disagree with that.
That's why it's a Diva Squad. Everybody has their opinion.
That's like telling a person, all right, listen, we're going to rob this store. And the person be like, nah, I don't want to rob the store. You're going to learn how to rob this store. I'm going to teach you the odds and ends, or I'm going to teach you the odds and ends of selling drugs. You're going to learn how to do this.
Cool, that's two different things. We're talking about sex, and we're talking about robbing
the store.
I get what you're saying, Carla. I get what you're saying, but that is two different things. So if you're telling a person that's in a relationship with you, all right, well, this is what I like, and you got to learn how to do this because this is what I like, you're going to lose.
Back to what I said, and then we're just going to switch
that's
it real quick.
That's just my theory, That's just my theory, just to let y'all know.
What was explained was, before you get into a relationship with the person, this is a discussion that needs to be made, is what was explained.
Communication.
So when you're getting, exactly, this is the communication in advance that you're having. So
yes.
If we're having
likes
this communication in advance, and we're talking about our likes and our dislikes, and I'm telling you that, hey, this is something that I personally, that I like. Now, if you know, well, I ain't doing that, you know, you're not doing it straight, I'm never doing it, don't even ask me, you know, that's part of the communication in advance, because that's something that the person likes, and that's what we were explaining, that this is a conversation that you're having in advance before you get in the relationship and you go further with it, that this is what I like. You can't fault the person for saying what they like. Now, if you say before you get involved, well, I'm not going to do this, then that lets me know that that's a conversation that I need to figure out for myself if it's that important to me.
You're right. Don't get me wrong.
That's the point of that.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to cut you off. Okay. I like it, but if it ever comes down to it, my partner who don't like it, I will work with her. Like I said, I will work with her. I will look past that. Don't get me wrong, it might hurt.
Well, you better.
The beat was hurt.
Because I'm not looking past it.
I will look past it for a little while. Don't get me wrong, but after a while, it will start bothering me. Because I'm doing what I have to do to keep you happy, not only sex-wise, whatever, stepping up to the plate. And that's all I ask you, for something small, you can't do it. And then keep saying it. Like, come on, we grown up here. Why do I have to keep telling you what I like and you not comprehending?
Well, see, this is what I was saying before. That goes back to what I was saying. Not everybody can receive what you're communicating. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the question would be, how far are you willing to go before you say enough is enough? Because it's gonna eventually come to a point where, like, listen, all right, I'm giving you everything I have. I laid myself on the table to you, and I'm not really receiving anything back. And if she say or whatever, she or he, because you know we living in a world now where the gender is different, but. if they say, like, well, I'm not willing to bend that, but, you know, listen, when it comes to love and stuff like that, you're supposed to get pleasure in pleasing your mate.
You're right about that. And I'm the type of person, I'm going to please you regardless.
They do.
How far are you willing to go before you say enough is enough?
Are you pleasing her the way she wants to be pleased?
Come on, that's
good question.
I appreciate you asking that question, but yes, more than enough. More than enough. Like I said, it's not all about sex. I'm doing what I have to do.
Are you doing what you think she wants, or are you doing what you know she wants? You know, there's a difference.
Good point.
You're right.
It is.
There's a difference.
I think she'll like flowers. I think she'll like this. Maybe she doesn't like. You know what I'm saying? Do you know for a fact or for sure that that's what she wants? Has she said to you, this is how I want it? This is what I want?
That's who she's not really saying too much of what she wants. We're
Ooh,
just going to, we're just, we're just going along with the flow. Like I said, the person, the type
we
of person
can't
I
do
am,
that. So.
I conversate. I love to conversate. I love to talk and try to figure things out.
And what
nine times out of ten, what do she love? Yes.
Yeah, but that's important. Because if she gets what she loves, she's going to love you right back. Mm-hmm. If she gets what she wants, she's going to give it back to you 10 times more.
Right.
It depends on who she is.
It takes time, though.
It might take time, though,
because sometimes,
I feel like sometimes, Ray. This is Ray Queen speaking. I myself see some red flags. I mean, I see some red flags. And y'all know me. I'm always talking about red flags. I'm always talking about red flags. Pay attention to the red flags because we would not be talking about it on this show if someone had not have had these issues. You know what I'm saying? Communication is important. Know yourself. Know your self-worth. Whether you're a don or a diva, know your self-worth. Know what you want. Could you see yourself, Mandel, could you see yourself with her 5 years from now, happily, in a marriage, in a home, building? Could you see yourself 5 years from now?
I'm really going to be honest with you.
I'm taking
it there because you got to pay attention to the red flags. If you don't pay attention to the red flags now, you're going to be 5 years down the road and unhappy, more unhappy because you settled.
Yeah, you're right.
You're 40 plus.
Yep.
You're 42.
Right.
Yeah. I'm 48. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm 48. I'll be 49 next year. And how do I say it, divas, dons and divas? My pockets don't run too deep, but my bills are paid. But the application
uh-oh.
To be my mate,
uh-oh.
It's long, it runs deep. So you know, so there are so many things that I'm not gonna. The red flags. Sorry, no red flags. We're not doing red flags. We're gonna communicate. We're gonna love each other. I'm gonna make sure that you fit every criteria and that needs to be checked off on that application to be my mate. Because I don't want to be
right,
down
so
the road 5 years
little,
from
I'm,
now and unhappy.
I'm going to go a little further with
go
it,
ahead.
real quick.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
How long has this relationship been going on? Because I feel like, yes, the five-year plan is good, you know, but realistically, in 2021, you know, some relationships are not lasting past 3 months. Okay?
You're right about
because
that.
Because communication is just not working. You know, I'm being honest with you. This is 2021. You guys have friends. You guys have family members. You guys speak to a lot of different people on a daily basis. You know, people forever hitting us up, asking us advice and stuff. So my thing is if this is a new relationship that's 3 months, 6 months, something like that, you guys are learning each other at this point, but the communication of the likes and dislikes is something that should have been done before you went that far, before you took that next step, you know, only because that's part of your communication in advance. Like, and I tell people all the time, before you say, oh, this is my man, this is somebody I'm with, do you know anything about him? Do you know anything about her? Do you know what their likes and dislikes are? Do you know this stuff? Because you could meet somebody and you can vibe with that person and that person could step up and be there for you when you need them or vice versa. But what do you really know about that person? You know, do you know enough to say, okay, this is going to last 5 months? No, you don't, because it's too soon, because then you have to know you're getting to know each other, you know, on a daily basis. Then if you start to live with that person, that's a whole nother step. It's a whole nother process.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, that is. Yes, that
you know,
is.
So there's different things that we're crossing here. So I'm going to, the phone lines are open. The number to call is 563-999-3577. You do have to press that one button. But Mandel, with that question, how long has it been with this person?
A month. Just a month.
All right. This,
please,
so this is
you.
Come on
now.
Wait a minute. Stop the press out.
Give her a minute, man.
A month? Nah,
listen.
I hear what everybody's saying, but man, look, I'm a different type of individual. I'm gonna be honest with you, for real. My thing is, I'm gonna conversate with you from the jump, let you know what I want. Like I said, if I tell you, keep telling me what I like, my dislikes. If you can't comprehend after a while, then I'll leave it alone. But I'm going to tell you straight up from the jump. The only reason why I move like that, because I know what I want, and I know what type of man I am. That's why. You have some men out there that won't have that conversation with you whatsoever. I'm not.
You're in a relationship that's in a vehicle that's going only 5 miles. You're trying to put your 60 miles already. A month? I'm like, a month? I'm eating. I almost choked on my food, my man.
Okay, listen, Dons and Divas, time is of the essence. Are we going a little over tonight, Dons and Divas? Storm, are we going
over tonight? Yes.
Okay, so wait a minute. I have a question. I just heard, this is Day Queen speaking. Mandel, did you just say that this relationship is only a month old?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Is it a long-term relationship?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Don't tell me that, because I'm the type of, I'm gonna be scared for real. You tell me I ain't scared yet. Come on, I'm trying to pump up the volume.
But you know what it is. You know what it is, Mandel, because this is just so new. We are now living in the age of social media and text messaging. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? I don't know.
You're right. You're right.
I don't know what type of woman that you are dealing with. Maybe she might think that maybe you're coming on a little strong too fast. It's not that she doesn't want to please you or don't want to get to where you are sexually or anything. She just may think that it's a little too soon. You understand? But again, because you can actually spend a lifetime with somebody and don't even know. But
true.
So you have other instances where there's some people that's been together 4 to 6 months and got married and lasted forever. So every situation is different. Every situation is different. However, again, maybe she might think that you're coming on a little too strong, too fast, and don't know how to communicate that with you. You understand?
So how should I come up to her? Continue to ask her
if you're coming on too strong to her, or you know, ask her, does she see herself being with you, or you know, stuff like that. Just gradually introduce things to her. You don't dump all of that stuff in there at one time right now. You understand? Because then your feelings really might be hurt. So just gradually introduce different things. All right? Like you said, you're very sexually active men. You like sex all the time or whatever. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she does, just not yet. Maybe she just want to find out a little more about you and to see where you're coming from, or, you know, before she can actually state where y'all going. Let me just, because a month, that's really too soon.
I agree with that. Listen, she doesn't even know you yet.
Really too soon.
You don't know each other yet.
She's still trying to figure this out.
Yeah, one or two sides of you. There's a lot of sides to you she hasn't seen yet, you know?
You got to give her some time,
and you got to be patient.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she is a good woman. It sounds like she's a good woman who's taking her time and feeling her way through this relationship, you know? She wants to, you know, we're fragile. We're fragile. And you have to treat us as such, you know? We're not built for all that. You know, we got to be treated gently and gingerly, and we got to be coaxed into things, you know? We got to be drawn in smooth and nice. That's how we are. You know, so it might be a little too much too soon for her.
You might be scaring the hell out of her because, like you said, Mandel, she's never had a good man. She's had guys that beat on her. She's had guys. So her trust level, her shield is up.
Yeah.
Baby. Her guard is up. So she's yeah. scared. You're shocking the hell
she
out
is.
Of her by being that great man that you are.
Can I ask
that
question?
To her mom, her family said the same thing. Her family said the same thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. It's something that just crossed my mind that you said. You said this is the first time she's been with a black man.
Yes.
What?
Is
she
Caucasian?
White?
White?
Nigerian?
Yes. No,
Chinese?
She's white.
She's white.
Okay. Yes, she's white.
Wow.
So all the other guys she's been with was white and beat her up.
She's been married for 12 years.
Oh.
Oh, my man, you got to take your time with us. You got a lot going on.
Yeah,
in a month, that's not going
to
work.
You have
you know what you're going
to
do? And if she
things.
Is a good woman, you're going to lose her if you keep doing that.
Yeah. Just don't be so aggressive so quickly. You know, just one thing at a time.
You know what? You got to walk with ease like a Black Panther. Walk slowly, dog. Black Panther style. No, take each step slowly, quietly, nonchalantly. Don't rush it. Because when you rush it, like a white rat, you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to scare her. You're going to scare her off.
Yeah, because her mom said to me, she said, I have to get used to you, a man caring. She said, the way you are, I never received that before. Her family never received that before. So she said, yo, your care level is out this world. I'm like, look, because sometimes I call her mom. Look, if you need anything to eat, whatever, here, let me know. We go into the grocery store, I'll pick you something up. Her sister the same way. They're like, wow, we never really had no man come around that care like you do before. I'm like, look, I'm different.
So you met her family. Did she meet yours?
Yes, she did.
And what's your family say about it?
Everybody love her. Everybody love her. She's a good girl. Everybody loves. She's a good girl.
Well,
my mom.
What, to be truthful, I was just asking. It don't matter what anybody thinks, but what y'all
true,
think, you
true. You're right. You're right. You're right. But
you know
one
I mean?
Thing about me, I'm good with my family. So whoever I deal with, my family's going to meet them. My family's going to meet them. If I get a bad vibe from my family, even though it's my decision, that's why I know if I'm going to deal with you or not. To be honest with you, if my mom don't like you, my cousins don't like you, I'm not going to deal with you. Real talk, I'm not going to deal
with you. I think the problem is that you definitely have to slow down a little bit, because you got to remember that 12 years in a relationship is a very long time, and a marriage is a very long time. And
yeah, you're right.
She came from, that abusive setting, and that's something that you want to go slow with, because you don't know, really how her mental is at this point,
True.
You don't know what her mental is really like, and it's only been a month, and that's very soon, That's very soon, and I just feel like you should get to know her a little bit more and just give it a chance, Give it a chance, slow down, a little bit, and, I know you said go with the flow. Like, go with the flow a little bit, because you never know. In a couple months, she may be everything that you've always wanted and then some, Because I feel like the one thing you did mention before, you said that, like she stepped up, and she, so my thing is, I feel like people talk a good one, but she showed
you're right
you
about that.
Already.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She showed
you're right.
you what she's about. So to me, that's what she would get some brownie points for, because she showed you. Not only am I going to talk this, but I'm going to show you what I'm about. Everything else might take some time. It might. It might
You're
take
right.
some time.
You're
and
right.
you never know. She might be a frequently, more than you in a couple months. You never know.
I don't know about all that. I'm a William, so I don't know about all that. I'm a William, so I don't know about all that. But, hey, if she can match my sex drive, then we good. That's all. We got
all right, so real quick. Real quick. I'm sorry, Mandel. So on the Diva Squad, people, you know, when they can't call in, they do send messages. So they're in the chat right now, and they're loving the topic. So I'm going to read what somebody put verbatim, pretty much. Okay, so this person put, it isn't the female's problem. A man or woman will cheat. You can do everything possible at home, and if the person is still not satisfied for whatever reason, there is something they're looking for that you may not have. Therefore, it's not your issue. What do you guys think about that?
There are some insatiable people.
Silence.
Yeah. Oh, you do have some people that are insatiable. They're unable to be satisfied, and that's a problem that they have, and it is true. And that does
exist.
Right.
I agree. You're right. It does exist.
I agree.
Yeah. So,
you are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yeah. So, and with that being said, you also want to think about that statement, because the statement was pretty much, to sum it up, is the person can do, what if the person does everything that they feel is right and it's still not enough for you? Then will you cheat or will you stick around? And that's for everybody. That's not just, you know, for Mandel. It's just, you know, just saying it. Would you stick around? The person feels it's satisfying you, but you're looking for something else that maybe they're not able to give you.
See, that was my question before. Like, how far are you willing to go?
No, yeah, you're right. I will stick around if I love the person. I will. That's why I said it's certain stuff that I... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Miss Mobetta, go ahead. Say it again.
Yeah, no, I said that was what I was saying before. How far are you willing to go, or how much are you willing to give up to say, all right, I'm giving this person the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to stick around and see. But, how do you know when enough is enough? That right there about yourself, you have to know. That can't come from nobody but you.
You're right. You're right about that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still, as me being 42, I'm still learning myself. My temper at times and you could turn me off with one wrong word, and I need to calm down on that sometimes.
Now it's coming out.
There's a lot of stuff that we are still learning about yourselves as you grow. There's, because a lot of times we just gonna go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. We never sat back to say, well, God, I'm codependent. And I'm speaking for me right now. I have a problem. I'm codependency. And that doesn't mean I'm depending on anybody. That means that I think I can fix everything. So what happens is, when things don't fit my narrative, then now I have an attitude because it didn't go my way. You understand? So like I said, a lot of times we don't, it's a lot of stuff about ourselves that we don't take the time to figure out. We have to figure this stuff out before we actually open up to anybody else. And that's what Janine was saying earlier about your love language. What is your love language? You ask yourself that. What is your true love language? Not just sexual, not your sex drive. What is your actual love language? Because you know with love, there's intimacy and all kinds of other stuff that comes along with that. So you have to ask yourself these questions. You'll be like, wow. You know, and sometimes it takes you to read a book to say, oh my God, I didn't know that. You understand? I didn't know I had that problem. It takes those things sometimes.
Yeah,
but
you're right
about
that.
It's all about knowing you. It's all about knowing who you are.
It's only been a month, but in that month, you're learning you, you know, because for whatever the reason is, you know, both of you were single, you know, both of you were single, and now you guys are coming together, and you're trying to make something happen, But you got to remember what she's been through in life, what she's been in through life.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Now it's time to really, like, come together. And, you know, and you'll face more challenges, you know, 6 months down the line than you will now. Because, you know, you kind of set a key point. A key point is, you know, this is her first relationship, you know, with a black man. The relationship with a black man is different than someone that you have of the
same
sex.
That's a whole different challenge.
Right, that's a whole nother, right, all by itself. That's a whole nother challenge, you know. And that's something that, you know, it's not that easy, you know. So when you think that, okay, well, this is important right now, in a couple months, you'll get to see that, you know, it's not always, you know, as that could be a small issue.
She might not be able to handle black
penis.
No
question.
Oh my God! I feel like,
wait, what?
What
happened? Say it again.
I said she might not be able to handle black penis. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That could be a factor.
Mandel.
Go ahead, Ray.
Say it again.
Go ahead, Ray.
Mandel.
Say it again.
Are you in love? Are you in love? Do you love her?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. After a month, I do love her.
Okay.
And I tell her every day.
Aww.
Every day.
But
text her while she at work. Babe, I love her. I love you. I'm thinking about you. I let her know that.
GQ Palace, Diva Squad, we're here for you. We're here for y'all. We are here.
I'm going to play Devil's Advocate, though. I'm going to play Devil's Advocate.
As you do so well.
You know. Here on the Diva Squad, yes. I always play devil's advocate. So Mandel, with it being 1 month, do you love her or do you love the situations that have occurred so far? And are you in love with her? Because you can have love for someone because they stepped up and,
they helped you out, still not being in love with them. Yeah, you're right.
There's a difference. Now, if you got love for her because you guys were able to help each other at that certain time or whatever the case may be,
right,
you have love
because
for
of
her.
Being in love with her
is different, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Which one do you have?
How I see myself in love with her right now. I'm saying the situation, even though, like I said, it's still early. I love the way things are going at times between us. We communicate, we laugh, we have fun. So that's a big part in everything that we're going through. And that's why, I'm be honest with you, I'm really not trying to leave her because we do laugh and fun. It's not all about the sex, but me as a man, I love to get pleased. If I'm jumping on you 4 or 5 times a day without you being asked, pleasing you, it should be no problem why you can't please me.
Shit, y'all need a job. Jumping on each other 4 or 5 times a time. Y'all need a job.
I'm talking about after work, things like that.
Are you talking hypothetical or literal?
What you mean?
Look. Y'all must live in the same apartment building or something.
No.
They live close.
Hypothetically speaking, it means you're just creating the scenario, but literally means that it's actually happening.
He's dead serious though. Like he's like we're laughing, but like he's dead serious. Like
no, that's why I asked that question. That is funny though.
Now, devil's advocate, do you guys live together?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And the thing is,
it's a new story.
We're about to move Friday to New Jersey. She got a better offer for a job, and I do also. So we going back to Jersey.
I thought you was going to say you're about to have a baby.
No, she can't have no more kids. She can't have no more kids.
Wait.
Oh, okay. So there are kids involved. You both have kids?
All right.
Blended family?
Say it again.
Are we a blended?
You know what?
Are we a blended family? Do we have kids?
I have kids. My kids are... She didn't meet my kid. She met my daughter.
Oh,
I met her son
kids?
And her daughter. Yes, I met her son and her
wow.
daughter. Her daughter is 25.
Okay, so
her son is
serious.
33.
So this is serious
oh.
then.
So you're
yes,
like,
I met her mother
oh,
as well.
You're dating a woman older than you.
Yeah. Age is a number.
That's not true. Because some people's level of age, age doesn't make you mature. That's why I'm asking, like,
Manziel,
you know.
That's some people.
Manziel,
right, that's some people.
Manziel got a cougar.
That's all my data
over
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the plot thinking.
No, but her age
quick,
and experience
so,
could be something like a little different. That's I'm just saying. You know. She's been married
Real quick from the chat, ladies. Real quick from the chat. So I did in there. Do you believe in telling your mate your love language? Right. So. One of the callers put, I do believe it. I have expressed it, but my mate, unfortunately, has not caught up to the same thinking as mine. He's usually a year behind me. I think he progresses very slowly.
Oh, gosh.
So, wait, is she trying to say that's a bad thing or what?
Well, what she's explaining is she communicated with her mate the love language. And he still doesn't comprehend everything that she's saying. So usually it takes him a long time to understand what she's saying to him. So she thinks he's a year behind. He's a year behind.
All right, she's trying to be nice about it. He's slow.
But real quick, Manziel, real quick.
Yes.
I would say there's a lot of things, you know, that go along with that topic you put up today. You know, you've been living together, you guys are building together, you know, she's a lot older. She has a 35-year-old son, she's a lot older, okay? So things are different with the older lady, I'm just saying. It's different than that young tenderoni.
And her experience, her experience is different also because she's been married.
Right.
And Manziel, he hasn't been married. So you really don't understand. I'm not going to say you don't
gotta
understand,
go slow,
but you just haven't experienced.
Slow down.
You haven't experienced what she's experienced. So kind
you're
of,
right.
But you, gotta
you know, just slow,
down, just slow
a
down
bit.
A little bit.
Just pump my brakes a little bit. Okay, okay.
You
got
to be heard. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Because, and you don't want to mess up what could potentially be a good thing.
Dons and Divas.
You're right.
Dons and Divas. To all who is, I know I'm changing the topic a little bit. This is Ray Queen. For all of you who have heard about the bull, there's a loose bull here in New York running around Master Shirley Mauritius.
They still have
a helicopter that just... No, they haven't. There's a helicopter really low in my area that just passed over my house. So it made me think
of
that bull.
And I'm two blocks. I'm three blocks over from you, so he might be
so
in my front yard.
Somebody sighted the bull again here in Shirley after it was sighted in Richie last night.
I thought they caught him.
No, they didn't catch the bull yet. Helicopters are flying over. But today, I must say, tonight has been an awesome show. Definitely an awesome, change to, what we normally do. Manziel, we were so glad. We are so glad to have had you on the show.
I appreciate you having me here, and I need to come back more and join the topic.
Absolutely. Call in every Wednesday. We normally go around the circle and give our opposing, arguments
we ain't in the courtroom.
What we thought of tonight's show. topic tonight.
You
but I got to run.
Closing
argument. Closing arguments. Oh, my God. Closing short. I'm going to give mine really quick. Because I do have to run Dons and Divas. Thanks to Janine Manziel and the other Don who called and pressed one. Every week I give a shout out. This week's shout out goes to the Divas. Shout out to the Divas this week. Big shout out to GQ Palace, our CEO and our exec, and
my sister Divas. I love y'all. Awesome, awesome, awesome show tonight. This is Ray Queen. I'm saying peace out. I got to run, Dons and Divas, but I'm going to pass it on to my sister, my fellow sister Divas. I love y'all.
Yeah. Enjoy your night.
You're coming in, drink it.
She's gonna go find the bull. She's gonna find the bull, y'all. There's a reward on that bull. She's gonna go find it. Collect that money real quick. So we're just gonna go to the callers real quick. We're gonna start off with Janine.
Janine,
your final thought on tonight's show?
Oh, I thought tonight was great, and I wanna thank you, Landell, for coming on and sharing with us, you know, and being transparent with us and speaking, you know, from a man's point of view. And I just want to say that we really appreciate you and thank you for coming on and sharing that.
Thank you again, ladies. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And to your you guys' advice you're giving me, I'm going to slow down and cut my brakes a little bit.
I was going to ask you what's your thought on it, but you said it. You're going to slow down, Fab, baby.
Yeah. Because like I said, she's a good woman. We making moves. Like I said, we're in right now in the process of packing. Friday, we in Jersey for good. I'm trying to show her something different. So that's where we're going to go from there. But I'm going to pump my brakes in,
Okay. Really
slow down a little bit and try to really get to know
Excellent.
Her, know her. So.
Excellent. Well, of course, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. We're live on the air every Wednesday, 8 p.m. You're more than welcome to call in. Thank you very much for calling. And then we're just going to pass the mic to Ms. Mobetta.
Yes. Definitely an enlightening show tonight. Enlightened us on a few things. I don't know if I said that correctly, but if I didn't, yeah, pardon, sister. Listen, don't jump into things head first. You know, figure out who you really are first, what you really want, and then you can move on, open yourself up to others. Other than that, then you're just trying to wing it, and then it never works. Communication and understanding are the most important things when it comes to a relationship, in my opinion. And then sex comes. So,
excellent.
I wish him the best. I wish Mandel the best. We appreciate you coming on. And chopping it up with us divas in our fan base. We appreciate you. And hope all well. Hope all works out for you and all is well. And on that note,
I would like
to wish anybody a happy birthday that's celebrating a birthday. Going into the Lion Leo season. And I don't mean lion. I don't mean lion the animal either. I mean,
you're so crazy.
But happy birthday to whoever's celebrating a birthday. I'm gonna pass the mic. I'ma holler.
All right. So just real quick, Shakem, I'm sorry. Did you want to give a final thought? I don't know if Shakem's still in the building.
Shakem's still on you.
I don't know.
It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Shakem, you there? I don't know. I guess he's gone. All right. Yes, I guess he's gone. But thank you for calling in, Shakem. You and your good feedback. We hear you, brother. And of course, you know, we're live on the air every Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Check us out. With that being said, it was a great show. I enjoyed myself. Ditto what everybody else said. And have a blessed and safe week, everybody. Mandel, slow down, buddy. Just slow down a little bit. Take your time. Don't rush. It's been a month. Slow down, you know, and you'll see good things happen, you know, when you slow down and pump your brakes a little bit. You know, don't rush it. Just take your time. What's the rush, you know? So have a blessed and safe week, everybody. We look forward to everybody next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, and we out. God bless, guys.
50 Cent. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and catch sunset in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopie for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chillin' drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father find out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you wanna be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love
for me? Could you love me in a
girl? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us.